feel like you guys are playing complimentary football now? Early in the year, it was, you know, the offense is great, the defense is 32nd ranked. Good to feel like your carries are sharing.
Lord willing, I mean, we're coming along. Like I said, we still have a long way to go, especially in regards to those long drives that you saw in the second quarter, a little in the third. If we can eliminate those and be consistent, then we're heading the right direction.
So you still got to feel good. You make all the mistakes and stuff.
I wouldn't say making good and making mistakes. It's good to win, yes. You learn from your mistakes and continue to move on to the next game.
We talked about the red zone defense today. Obviously, you helped hold them to field goals. Was huge.
And that was huge. As you know, Dallas Cowboys, they've been very successful in the high red zone. They've been very dangerous. Everybody knows that in regards to Romo, his number one guy is winning. So to be successful in the red zone was great. And
Did you guys do anything different down there?
You know what? I think we just played complimentary football. We communicated real well. And we knew our keys and knew what we had to do.
When they went to the no huddle, did that kind of shake you out?
I think when you're playing against no huddle, that's the purpose, is to get the defense off rhythm. And then you're trying to make the adjustments at the same time making the call. So that's just something that we have to continue to get better on, whether it's just find a way just to communicate better and you just learn from it.
How do you feel about where this team is at the bye?
I mean, it's always good coming in to the bye week with the win. I've had some times where I came to a bye week with a loss, and you just dread that bye week for a long time. So to come in, very successful is good. We still have a lot of studying to do and prepare for our next opponent. But just for the guys that are nicked up, give them an opportunity to rest up and heal, and Lord willing, to have the rest of the cavalry come back and help us out for the next game.
Andre, this is your first time where you've been involved with a Tom Brady comeback win.
Yes.
And what are you thinking on the sideline those last 3 minutes when he goes out on the field?
Hey, I'm just saying, yes, keep going. Move the ball, keep it rolling. Tom Brady, everybody knows he's the best of the best in his business, so I'm very blessed to have such a great quarterback. He's always been a professional on and off the field. What more can I ask for?
What about the defense on the series before that to stop them and force them 3-0?
Yeah, it was a big series, and What can I say? I mean, that's just playing football.
You feel yourself getting more comfortable now? 2 sacks today, best game of the year.
Well, like I said, when it comes to sacks come a dime a dozen. I mean, one thing I pride myself, I think the rest of the minutes, we usually do what we're asked. I mean, we have done what we're asked. So sometimes the sacks may not come, but the pressures and just getting your hand up in the quarterback's face, that's just something that's asked, because sometimes, as you know, quarterbacks, especially real crafty ones, have been so successful getting the ball out quick. There's only so much you can do. But when you know you have more of a quarterback that kind of has that 4 or 5 step drop, then okay, as ends and as these tackles, you're able to get more pressure, whether it's just getting space, knockdown, sacks, and things like that.